I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. In 2011, author and journalist Suki Kim took a huge risk. She went to North Korea to teach at the Pyongyang University of Science and Technology. That's where the sons of the country's military and political elite are taught. But Kim didn't just teach. She also kept a secret diary. She'd even save her notes on different flash drives in case the North Koreans found out. Kim eventually turned those notes into a book called Without You, There Is No Us. She told me her trip to North Korea came at a special moment.
That year when I was teaching, all the universities around North Korea were shut, and all the university students were sent to construction fields. It was the 100th birthday of the original great leader Kim Il-sung. To celebrate that, they put all the university students into manual labor except these 270 young men.
So how old are these young men, and what did you learn about them as you taught them? And what were you teaching?
I was teaching English, and they were 19 and 20-year-old at the time. The school was every class was reported and recorded, and none of us were allowed out of the campus. The minders lived with the teachers, and every lesson plan had to be approved by the North Korean staff.
I mean, the North Korean intelligence services must be able to find out everything they want to, if they wanted to, about you. How did you even present yourself when you went to apply for the job of teacher?
I had never been actually a journalist for a newspaper. I've written long feature essays. My first book was a novel. I don't think I was easy to categorize. In such a compartmentalized society, the fact that I was not a full-time journalist anywhere, I think that really helped. And also the school that I went and taught at is this evangelical Christian-run school, which they fund the education. And that school works in cooperation with the regime. And that school had vetted me, and I had passed. And then I was accepted because I was part of that organization.
And when you fought to have your class watch Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, did anyone suspect you then? Like, who is this person from, you know, who's just started teaching here, is like getting our students to watch this movie?
That was actually towards the end, right?
I see.
The end. So I had, by that point, months and months and months with them. And it wasn't like my, you know, some sort of a plan to try to expose. It was more like they kept mentioning Harry Potter because it was mentioned in the textbook once. And because they had so little, they were not allowed to keep in touch with their family. All they ever had to do all day long was a great leader duty. They were not allowed to leave the campus. So, you know, this little mention about Harry and Hermione and Ron really stuck with them. And all I wanted to do was give them a little joy. And then, you know, one of the teachers actually had a DVD with her. So I tried to show it to them, which was miraculously approved. And the students were, you know, actually it was amazing because I thought they would be reacting to the special effects, for example. But that is actually not what they zeroed in on.
Yeah, what did they really like about it?
Because I had been teaching them essay writing, which was impossible there, it turned out, because they don't allow critical thinking. So essay writing was impossible to teach. To fight for your argument and backing up with proof is not something they could understand. So essay became something really difficult in their mind. And in that movie, Hermione says she has to write an essay, and they all roll their eyes. And they all were amazed that Hermione also has to write an essay and does not like writing essays. And they really, like, connected with them. You know, the fact that those were the students like them. They also have essays to write like them. They also don't like writing essays like them. And it was this connection they felt with their outside world, which they had never been allowed. And that moment was a really touching moment because I thought, you know, this is what North Korean government does not let them do.
Would you have any moments where you would kind of just have an exchange with one of the students and you would kind of see that there inside all that, you know, propaganda and all those lessons about the great leader, that there was, in fact, kind of a free-thinking mind, maybe even for a few seconds?
I think, of course, you know, I think this is what was very complicated about being there. Because they were not, you know, they were still young, there were moments of vulnerability, moments of many moments that were just like us, like you and me. It's not that different. They were just, you know, I don't know how old you are, but they were just like 19 versions of us in many ways. But then, you know, it's not our world where we can just ask a question.
That was Suki Kim telling me about her risky and sometimes odd adventure in North Korea.